B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus B. That's so much fun. English education for you and everyone, so come along. Learn some grammar, learn a phrase, learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, cause here we go. C-D-E-F-G-H, I'm on A plus English.
Hi everybody, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Kat.
And I'm Lauren.
And we're talking about food today.
Or yummy.
Cooking.
Cooking.
What? Cooking. Do you like to cook?
I would want to cook, but I can't cook.
Aww.
But I can learn.
I think anybody can cook. You just have to follow a recipe.
Oh, I can cook instant noodles.
Yay.
Pao mian.
Good, instant noodles. Mm-hmm. I like to cook all kinds of things.
Right?
The last thing I cooked was probably pancakes.
Oh,
yeah.
I love pancakes.
Yeah.
But is it difficult?
Not really, no.
If you get the pancake mixed and everything,
you mix it up and
easy.
Then, yes, you just have to make sure you don't cook them too long. You just flip them over and then they'll be
good. Don't want to burn them.
Yeah, and then you put maple syrup on it and bananas and...
Anything you want to add.
Breakfast.
Right.
Yeah. I like to put blueberries on mine.
Yeah. Why are we talking about cooking? You're making me hungry.
Wait, because we're going to find out how to cook something today.
We are.
We're going to look at a recipe for something that is kind of a breakfast food.
Nice.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and go to our article and find out what we are making.
Try making a Spanish omelet at home. Shelly and Victor are in the kitchen.
Let's make a Spanish omelet.
Great! I'll wash the potatoes and cut them into thin pieces.
I'll cut up the chicken. Can you add salt and pepper to the potatoes?
Of course. Please add them to the chicken too.
Sure. Now let's break the eggs and add the cheese.
You do that. I'll fry the potatoes and the chicken together.
Great. Are you ready for the eggs and cheese?
Go ahead and add them. Then we'll fry the omelette on each side for 2 minutes.
It looks great already!
Last, we'll squeeze lemon juice on top.
Word power!
Kitchen. Kitchen. Henry is making himself some soup in the kitchen. Henry is making himself some soup in the kitchen. Wash. Wash. Mom told my little brother to wash his hands before he eats dinner. Mom told my little brother to wash his hands before he eats dinner. Thin. Thin. The weather is a little cold today, so Jesse is wearing a thin coat. The weather is a little cold today, so Jesse is wearing a thin coat. Minute. Minute. The school is close to my house. It only takes me 5 minutes to walk there. The school is close to my house. It only takes me 5 minutes to walk there.
认识字汇
Add. Squeeze.
Okay, so our article today, we have two people in
right?
the kitchen. They are Shelly and Victor. So they are together and they are in the kitchen. Yeah.
Okay, so I wonder what they're up to, but okay, I'll explain a bit here. 就是一开始我们看到对话的男女主角就是 Shelly 跟 Victor. 他们在哪里呢？在厨房里面哦。They're in the kitchen.
Right, kitchen is actually our first vocab word. Right off the bat, we have K-I-T-C-H-E-N, kitchen. It is a noun. Let's find out what it means. Okay, so we have this word kitchen, which is a noun, and as I said, as Laura said, it's a room in your house where you put and make food. So you often have some certain things in the kitchen, like for example, you might have a stove, which is the place on your countertop where you can cook things like by boiling water or frying things. You can also have a refrigerator. Almost every house has this. It's a cold box where you can put food to stay cold. Or you might have some cooking tools like a whisk or a spatula, or you might have some other things like that. Or you can also have a sink in your kitchen because you need to wash things. A wash is another word we'll talk about later. So there's lots of things you can have in a kitchen because it's a good place to cook food and to put your food for later. So here's an example sentence. Henry is making himself some soup in the kitchen. Henry is making himself some soup in the kitchen.
Yummy, I love soup. Maybe I can learn how to cook soup.
Yeah, soup is not too hard.
That's true. Okay, 我们来看一下 kitchen 这个字，不是 chicken 哦，不要 kitchen, chicken 傻傻分不清楚。Okay, kitchen 是厨房，它是个名词。那像是刚刚 Kat 老师有补充，在厨房我们可以看到 refrigerator, 冰箱啦， or even a knife, 一个刀。Oh, I'm thinking of a horror movie here. 恐怖片好像都有，有没有？
Yikes.
Of course, you can have the kitchen table, 就是厨房的桌子，你可以吃饭啦。And that's why I think I usually eat breakfast in the kitchen, but not in the dining room. 我通常会在厨房吃东西，像早餐等等。OK, 看回刚刚例句是 Henry 哦，他正在厨房里帮自己煮点汤。Yummy,
right.
I love soup.
Yay, soup. And there's all kinds of soup you can make. All right, so we got to find out what are they making today?
Right.
It's a mystery. No, it's not because we're finding out right now. Shelley says, let's make a Spanish omelette. Yes, it sounds kind of funny, but we're going to talk about this word let's. She says, let's do this. Let's is a way of suggesting doing something in kind of a strong way. Like you're expecting the other person is going to agree with you. And they say, okay, yeah, let's do that. We will do it right now. And what they are making today is a Spanish omelette. So an omelette is kind of like an egg dish where you beat the eggs, really, like, mix it all together, and then you put it in a pan and you fry it into this big yellow disc thing.
Yeah.
So it's from Spain. Or the Spanish omelette is made in Spain. Mm-hmm. That's why it's Spanish. And in Spanish, they call it tortilla de papas, or tortillas de patatas, which
means... Stop showing off.
Which means little potato cake. That's all it means. Yeah.
That sounds yummy. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's got potatoes in it, I think.
Okay. I don't speak Spanish, but I can speak a bit of French, okay?
Oh.
If I want to show off later.
Yes,
no, just kidding.
Yes.
Okay, so Shelley 说我们来做西班牙烘蛋 ,OK? 那其实西班牙烘蛋是西班牙家庭的传统料理之一哦。哇，它的基本食材有这个马铃薯跟鸡蛋，那当然你可以放你喜欢的佐料哦。那常常是当做早餐或是点心哦。不过刚刚我们有看到他说 let's do something 这样的句型，就是让我们一起做什么什么，所以在 let's 后面要接什么呢？原形动词哦，像是 hey cat, let's have coffee together,
OK,
一起喝咖啡吧，或是 let's hang out sometime, 找个时间我们一起出去啊， or let's have lunch together,
okay. Yeah, and she's expecting me to agree. Those sound nice. Alright, okay.So Victor, the other person in the kitchen, agrees. He says, great, I'll wash the potatoes and cut them into thin pieces.
Ah, okay. Well, I think I can do that. I can prepare stuff.
You can.
Okay, even if I can't cook well. Okay, Victor 就说好啊，我来清洗这些马铃薯，并且把它们切成细丝。Okay, 首先我们看到蛮多字。首先我们先来看一下 wash.
Okay, wash is our second word for today.
Right?
Wash is a verb spelled very simply W-A-S-H, just like it sounds. Let's find out what is wash. Okay, so this verb wash means to clean something using water. So, for example, if you have to wash the potatoes, you will take the potato, turn on your sink, the water will come out, and you will the potato until the dirt is all gone. Sometimes when you are washing things, you have to use soap, not with your food, but things like your hands or washing your clothes or washing dishes. Like after you eat, you have to wash your dishes and make them all clean. You should use soap. Also, please use soap every time you wash your hands, okay? I like it when people use soap. All right. Here's an example sentence of wash. Mom told my little brother to wash his hands before he eats dinner. Mom told my little brother to wash his hands before he eats dinner.
Okay, you better wash your hands before dinner or even after you go to the bathroom, guys.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, wash 是什么呢？就是清洗啊，像是刚刚提到的 wash your hands, 就是洗手啊 or wash your hair.
Or wash your face.
Wash your face, 洗脸、洗头发。How often do you wash your hair?
Every day or every 2 days.
Yes,、yeah. because 我是觉得如果有染发的话 it'll get really dry、if you dye your hair.
Yeah. So、right. I always condition my hair. I use conditioner.
Good idea.、所以就是要用这个润丝巾 OK. 好啦那看回刚刚的例句提到就是呢这个妈妈跟、要我的弟弟在晚餐前要先洗手。那刚刚我们有提到他其实是要洗什么呢 ?Potatoes, 就是马铃薯。而且他要切嘛对不对 ?OK, 那切的时候我们可能会用到一个工具就叫做 potato peeler,、就是马铃薯的削皮刀。I don't really use that.
I do sometimes, but it's a little bit of a pain.
Yes.
I think in this recipe, you don't have to peel potatoes. You can keep the skin on.
I think the skin is actually healthy for
it's
you,
actually,
I heard.
Yeah, it's good.、It's not like you can't eat it. So, right. Yeah. All right. So,now we're talking about, we're slicing the potatoes,、cutting the potatoes、into thin pieces.
Yes.
What does thin mean here? Well, this is our third word power word、for the day already. And this is an adjective, T-H-I-N, thin. Let's find out what this means. Okay, if we're talking about the word thin, here we are talking about something that is small or short from side to side. Maybe from top to bottom, it will be kind of long, but from side to side, it's very, very short. So that's thin. For example, people can also be thin. Like if your body is shorter from here to here, but longer from here to here, that means you are thin. Or if you want smaller potato pieces for the omelet, you slice them very thin. They're probably going to be about this big. All right, so an example sentence of the word thin. The weather is a little cold today, so Jessie is wearing a thin coat. That means she doesn't want to put on a big coat, she just wants a coat that's pretty thin, like paper. The weather is a little cold today, so Jessie is wearing a thin coat.
Yeah, kind of like what I'm wearing today. It's quite thin.
Yeah, you are. And this t-shirt、is also pretty thin.
蛮薄的哈。所以 thin 就是有薄薄的或是薄的意思，它是一个形容词。但相反词就是厚的 thick, T-H-I-C-K.那像是哎，我喜欢吃这种薄片的 pizza， 我就可以说 pizza with a thin.Crust,、就是薄皮的、I prefer them thin, not thick.
I like thin crust pizza too. New York style.
Oh, yummy. 还有再是薄片的火腿、我就我们可以用 a thin slice of ham. Usually they're pretty thin. Okay.
Yeah.
那刚刚回到的例句就说今天天气有点冷所以 Jessie 她穿了薄外套 a thin coat.
So we're talking about thin potatoes here and that's what Victor is doing. So Shelley says, I'll cut up the chicken.All right, so we've got kitchen already. Now we're doing chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken in the kitchen. All right, so she's cutting it up, which means she's cutting the whole piece of chicken into smaller pieces, probably like this big.
Oh, okay. I can also do that.
You can, yeah.
Okay, 所以这个我 OK 啦，就是煮饭可能我会比较不擅长，但是 Shelley 这里提到的，她说她会切碎这些鸡肉，切碎来学一下就是 cut up, okay, 这个片鱼，那要用什么 cut up, 但是刀子啦 knife, okay, 那刚刚提到的 chicken 就是鸡肉的意思啦 I love chicken meat.
I did like chicken when I ate it.
Okay, yes, are you vegetarian?
But that's okay, there's lots of things that still taste like chicken. All right, so going on with our article, and she asked Victor, can you add salt and pepper to the potatoes? So we have salt and we have pepper, and salt makes it, you know, salty. Pepper makes it a little more spicy. They add some nice flavor. It's always good to put salt and pepper on things. It makes it taste just a little bit better.
Extra.
So if we're talking about add here, it means you put something on or in something else. Especially when you're doing math, you put two things together, or you're doing cooking, you put two things together. That's adding.
OK, 接下来我们再看到很像料理频道会说，他说，你可以在马铃薯里面加些盐和胡椒吗？ 这个盐的英文就是 salt, right? 那 pepper 就是胡椒。那你要加什么东西进去要用这个动词 add, okay? 不过 we also see this word like what Kat said,我们常常会在数学 math 会看到这个字 okay? You add this, you know, 1 + 1.
Add 2 and 2 is 4,
you know your math.
I hope so.
2+2=4.
All right, so we're going on and Victor responds to Shelley now. He says, of course I can. Please add them to the chicken too. So please put salt and pepper in the chicken too.
Mm-hmm. And here they're using that word again, add. 他说当然可以啊，那麻烦你也在鸡肉里add 加一点哦 add something to another thing. 注意这样子的一个用法。
Because you don't want nice potatoes and boring chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want them to both be very nice. Okay, Shelley says, sure, yes. Now let's break the eggs and add the cheese.
Uh-oh, something I'm not great at.
Oh, really?
Okay, breaking the egg.
Oh, okay, so takes practice.
I know, 他就说现在我们来打蛋。我真的不太会这个东西，我不擅长。并且加一点 cheese. 那 eggs 就是蛋。Okay, 那 cheese 蛋就是起司。You say cheese when you take a picture.
Cheese,、mm-hmm. yep.So we're adding eggs, cheese, potatoes, chicken. Sounds pretty good so far.
Yummy.
Yeah, all right. And Victor says, you do that. So you do the cheese and you do the eggs. I'll fry the potatoes and the chicken together. Okay, so he's going to put the chicken and the potatoes in a pan now on the stove and with some oil, and that's frying. When you cook something in oil so it gets crispy and brown and kind of like crunchy, that's frying.
I'm getting really hungry.
Victor
就说，哎，你负责那个，那我来把这个马铃薯和鸡肉一起炒一炒。炒的英文我们可以用 fry or stir fry, okay?
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways to fry.
Yes.
There's also air frying.
Right.
Okay, so Shelley says, great. Are you ready for the eggs and cheese? So it must mean that he's done frying the chicken and potatoes. Now she's going to put the eggs and cheese. And what do we mean by be ready for? If she says, are you ready for this? It means, is it the right time yet? Is it a good time to put them in? Are we ready? Yeah.
Yes, of course. 好，这时候 Shelley 说，哎，好了，那你准备好鸡蛋和 cheese 了吗？ Be ready for something, 就是这个 for 后面要接名词，就是准备好啊，什么事情要做什么事情，像是老师考试前如果问这个 Are you ready for your test? OK, 应该大部分人都说 No, we hate tests. 对呀，或者是呢，妈妈常常可能会有这种情况啊、She's busy getting the children ready for school. Moms, OK, 她可能妈妈在忙着帮小孩子准备上课。
Okay, so are they ready? Well, Victor says, go ahead and add them.
Right.
Okay, so he says, go ahead and do something. Go ahead and verb. Please do this now.
Yes.
It's the right time. So it's kind of the answer to her question.
Right.
Yeah, it's a polite way of making a request for an action you want somebody to do now. So if I am holding the door for Laura and I say, go ahead and go.Then I want you to do it now. It's very polite, but I still want you to do it now.
Okay, 所以接着 Victor 就用了一个这样的用语哦。他说，哎，把他们加进去吧，就是 go ahead and, 然后后面接个动词，就是开始做什么事情。Okay, so go ahead and finish your food, or go ahead and, you know, do whatever, take a shower.
Go ahead and take your shower first, and then I will take mine later.
Ah.
Yeah, okay. Then in the article, okay, they put all these things together. Then we'll fry the omelet on each side for 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. That doesn't sound too difficult. I might try this at home. 他说接着我们将烘蛋两面各煎2分钟。所以他们在煎的过程，我想他们应该一定会用到平底锅。英文你们知道怎么说吗？就是 frying pan. 就用到 fry 这个字，就是炒啊这个字。
Yeah, okay. The only thing that I find difficult about frying an omelet is that it has to stay together.
Yeah.
So you have to get the whole thing up and take the whole thing back down with no breaking. Yeah.
Okay,
but anyway,
that's hard.
Yeah, it's a little bit hard, but it takes practice. All right. Anyway, so we have to do this for 2 minutes on each side. What is a minute? Well, minute is our last word, power word for today. It is a noun spelled M-I-N-U-T-E. It does not sound like it's spelled. It's minute. So let's find out what is minute. Okay, when we are talking about a minute is a measure of time. It's 60 seconds. So a second is like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Those are seconds. So I just counted 5 seconds. So if you count 60 of those, that's a minute. It doesn't always have to be exactly a minute or 2 minutes in cooking. You don't have to count 120 seconds exactly when you're cooking an omelet, but it should be about that much. Also, it's a way for us to say a short time. So if we say just a minute, it means just wait a bit for me. 等我一下. Just a minute. Here's another example of how we can use minute.The school is close to my house. It only takes me 5 minutes to walk there. The school is close to my house. It only takes me 5 minutes to walk there.
Okay, minute 是什么呢？就是分钟，它是一个名词，像是一分钟有几秒？ 60 seconds. Okay, 秒就是 second. Okay, what about 1 hour? How many minutes in an hour? 60 as well, 60 minutes. 一小时有60分钟。那像是呢 it takes me about 20 minutes to get to work. 就是我上班差不多要花20分钟。I take the MRT. 那刚刚的例句则是说学校离我家很近走到那只会花我5 minutes. That's
wow,
really fast.
That is really fast.Yeah, it takes me about 6 or 7 minutes to walk to work from my house.
Lucky you.
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky. All right, so going on with the article, we have Shelley saying she's looking at the omelet. It's probably cooking already. She says, it looks great already.
Okay, Shelley's hungry. 她说她看起来已经很美味了。
So Victor says, last we'll squeeze lemon juice on top. So you take a lemon, cut it in half, and you just...
Squeeze.
On top. Yep. So squeeze means crush it with your hand and let all the juice come down. So if we have it on top, it means you put it on the top or the upper side or something. It's not mixed with the omelet because the omelet's already cooked. It just covers the top part, gives a little more sour flavor. So
it
sounds really nice.
Okay, 最后呢 Victor 就说我们挤一些柠檬汁在上面挤就是 squeeze 这个动词哦那 lemon 大家应该都知道是柠檬发音要正确不是 lemon 是 lemon okay on top of something 就是在什么东西的上面比方像是呢 he gave us vanilla ice cream with chocolate sauce on top
yummy
okay 我开始又饿了一直在吃聊吃的Well, we have to first go to Magic Box.
That's right.
Okay, and then we'll be right back with our review time.
Okay, we'll see you there.
Magic Box, 找亮点
Hello, this is Casey. Guys, are you ready for the English class? 大家都准备好上英文课了吗？I think all of you are ready for the weekend. 我看大家应该是准备好周末放假了吧。刚我用了两句 you are ready for something 的句子大家都听懂吗如果呢我们要说准备好做某一件事情了英文里面呢就可以用 ready 这个很好用的字为什么说它好用呢就要好好了解一下 ready 的用法 ready 准备好的有准备的当作形容词使用后面加上 for something 表示准备好某样事情例如呢 I'm so ready for the test 我准备好考试了如果呢是准备好做某一件事情那你就可以把 for 直接改成 to 后面再加上原形动词像是 I'm ready to go 我准备好出发了那如果呢你要说把某个东西准备好则可以用 get or have something ready 这个用法像是呢 please get the meeting room ready by 4 p.m. 请在下午4点之前呢把会议室给准备好或者是这一句We can have your order ready at 12 p.m. 在12点前呢我们可以把你的订单准备好。把自己准备好也可以用 get ready 这个词哦。像是 Mom is getting ready to go to the dinner party. 妈妈正在准备去晚宴是不是超好用的啊最后的最后呢 ,Are you ready for the small quiz? 你准备好要一个小测验了吗该怎么用刚刚学过的 ready 来讲这一句是让孩子们准备好上床睡觉的时间了。休息过后，答案马上揭晓啦！拜拜。
The answer is, it's time to get the kids ready for bed.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到咯。
Okay, we are here for our review time. And today we are going to play charades.
Okay.
Okay.
So can I guess?
Yes. And okay. I will have to act
okay,
out
please.
Something that's from our word power today. Okay, mm-hmm. let me do this. Okay.
Oh, this 看起来在洗手吗? Are you washing your hands?
Yes, I am. Yay. They're clean now, mm-hmm. even though there's no real water.
Okay.
Okay. Second one.
Okay, let's just do one more.
Okay.I'm gonna make...
你现在是想要减肥的概念吗? You are thin.
Yeah, trying to be thin.
You're making me say this, not... 很心机很重要,一直说我他很瘦。Yes, okay, Kat, you're very thin. Okay, 好啦, that we're out of time, but you guys can play this game yourselves, okay?
Okay.
It's quite fun, okay, but we're out of time, okay?
We will see you next time.
Bye!
Bye-bye!
Try making a Spanish omelet at home. Shelley and Victor are in the kitchen. Let's make a Spanish omelet.
Great! I'll wash the potatoes and cut them into thin pieces.
I'll cut up the chicken. Can you add salt and pepper to the potatoes?
Of course. Please add them to the chicken too.
Sure. Now let's break the eggs and add the cheese.
You do that. I'll fry the potatoes and the chicken together.
Great. Are you ready for the eggs and cheese?
Go ahead and add them. Then we'll fry the omelet on each side for 2 minutes.
It looks great already.
Last, we'll squeeze lemon juice on top.
Kitchen. Kitchen. Henry is making himself some soup in the kitchen. Henry is making himself some soup in the kitchen. Wash. Wash. Mom told my little brother to wash his hands before he eats dinner.Mom told my little brother to wash his hands before he eats dinner. Thin. Thin. The weather is a little cold today, so Jesse is wearing a thin coat. The weather is a little cold today, so Jesse is wearing a thin coat. Minute. Minute.The school is close to my house. It only takes me 5 minutes to walk there. The school is close to my house. It only takes me 5 minutes to walk there.
认识字汇
Add Squeeze